kids break everything. That's what he's telling me.
Now I will raise this up. Can you hear me?
I don't know people. I get in trouble with my wife when I do too many put-downs. Okay, you're putting me down. I get in trouble for that, and then I get in trouble because I cause too much static. And I'm noisy.
Well, you really know yourself, don't you?
Yes. Let's open a word of prayer before I get in more trouble. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this day to be able to come together. We thank you, Father, for the gift of salvation found only in your Son. We thank you that today, Father, as we look at the Good Shepherd, and we pray, Father, that this lesson can just reinforce our great need to tell others that a Savior has come and he can save them. Help us to rejoice in the fact that we are saved. And there's someone in the Sunday school hour this morning that isn't saved. We pray today could be the day of salvation for them, that they would come to know the Good Shepherd. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. On September 15th, I think it was a Sunday night, Pastor Kinney preached the Good Shepherd. And he has an alliteration, the points and stuff with that. But our Sunday school class this morning that all the students are getting is on the Good Shepherd. So if you turn to John chapter 10, we'll read the first six verses and then we'll start. Jesus is speaking. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them." And he's talking here about the sheepfold and the shepherd. Before we get started, I want you to turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. We're coming back most of our time. You've got to keep a marker in John chapter 10. 1 Peter chapter 2, in verse 21, it says, "For even hereunto were ye called." This is the first epistle of Peter, the general epistle. "Because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth." So what is it saying if we're to follow his steps? We're to try not to sin. And our yea should be yea, and our nay should be nay. No guile found in his mouth. He's not tricking people. Okay? "Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again." That's tough, isn't it? When someone says something, you want to react to them. "When he was reviled, he reviled not again. He suffered. When he suffered, he entreated not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but now are returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls." Jesus is the good shepherd. We're going to see more about it as we go through this lesson. The first thing I want you to know is it talks about there, and it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth into the door, by the door, into the sheepfold, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." Okay, and the sheepfold, generally, what they had is they had a stone wall without a roof. It was, the stone wall was 5 to 8 feet tall. It was an enclosure intended to protect the sheep, but also to keep them from wandering away in the dark. Okay, because there's a reason they talk about sheep being dumb. And God used that to talk about us, because sheep are not the smartest animals you can have. Okay, I still remember my mom when I was a baby, and she used to tease with it, and I'd complain later on. She'd go, "The poor little lamb who lost his way." Bah, bah, bah. Okay, because sometimes don't we, kids get that way. Wives say sometimes their husbands get that way. Be careful. Okay? It keeps him from wandering. He had an opening that served as a door. Sometimes the walls were covered with thorns on the outside to keep the robbers and the wolves away. For a while at our house, you didn't want to try to come into our windows at our house because my wife had, she planted these flowering thorn bushes under all the windows. You wanted to get in, we're going to have DNA to prove who you were. That's just how that worked. And that's what they used to do. They'd have thorn bushes on the outside. They were covered with thorns to keep the robbers out. At night, the shepherds would lead their sheep into the sheepfold. There would be one who would stand guard at the door and actually become the door. Now, you find him in John chapter 10, verse 3, and it says, "But he that entereth in not by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. He that entereth by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." Verse 3, "To him the what? Porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice." So the guard at the door of the sheepfold was the porter. And sometimes it could have to be one of the shepherds. Nothing could enter or leave without passing through the door. The sheep couldn't jump over the wall. It was too high. And in the morning, each shepherd would enter the door and call his sheep. The sheep would respond to the voice of their shepherd. And they would follow him, and he would lead them to pasture. Sheep are way easier to train or to raise than cats. Okay? Cats don't follow you unless you got a laser or some food. All right? But the sheep will follow. They know the voice of their shepherd. If the shepherd's been with the herd a long time, they won't respond to another shepherd's voice from a strange herd. They will follow their shepherd. You getting the picture with this? And then he would lead them out to pasture. Jesus warned us that there would be those who would try to enter in some other way. Excuse me. And steal the sheep. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door of the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as the thief and a robber." Spiritually, that is Satan and his devils. They will pretend to be angels of light. His ministers will pretend to be ministers of righteousness, but they are idle shepherds. They're false shepherds, and they'll try to come and steal the sheep. They're called thieves and robbers. The true shepherd enters by the door. He doesn't try to sneak in and get in. Okay, so many times, and it carries through in the scriptures from a spiritual connotation, a doctrinal teaching. Jesus will deal with you directly. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in unto him and sup with him and he with me." Revelation chapter 3. You want to know what the verse is? Go look it up. Okay? I'll tell you, it's after verse 19. I'll give you that much. Okay? They try to come in. They will pretend to be something they are not. Okay? And there's no new theme under the sun. You know, when they tell about Goldilocks and the three bears, when they talk about Little Red Riding Hood, right? The wolf pretended to be Granny, okay? If your kids don't know these, you're letting them spend too much time on YouTube and not reading them enough kids' stories when they're young. And they need them back again, all right? Because everything was based on lessons of character. So we have here, they'll try to get you, and you're called thieves and robbers. You must beware of the false shepherds. Look at John chapter 9. Ready? John chapter 9, verse 39. And Jesus said, "For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and they which see might be made blind." And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, "Are we blind also?" Jesus said unto them, "If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say we see, therefore your sin remaineth." And then he goes right into talking about someone trying to steal the sheep. Because the Pharisees were the keepers of the Old Testament Judea law. The strictest sect of the Jews. And everything had to be done. You know, if you didn't, there was 700 and some odd rules that they had to keep every day. They were rules keepers. You know, there's certain groups that try to pretend that they're Christianity that tell you that you got to love Jesus, but you've got to do this, or you're not saved. You got to be water baptized to be saved. Not the shepherd. Do you hear me? Not the shepherd. Good shepherd comes and he calls the sheep by name. The sheep recognize his voice and they follow him. How? To him the porter openeth, the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth out his own sheep by name, and he what? He leadeth them out, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. See, because you have a porter, the one who's going to stay there that night, and sometimes the sheepfold would be big enough that you'd have sheep from another flock put in there by a different shepherd. And then you'd have another shepherd come along, and he'd put his sheep in the sheepfold. It wasn't like every field they went to, there was a sheepfold. So you'd have multiple herds or multiple flocks of sheep in a sheepfold sometimes. That's why the shepherd would call them by name. He'd call them and they'd know his voice. And when he'd call his flock, he'd lead them out. Who wouldn't go with him? Sheep of another flock. All right? Sometimes, I want you to get a picture I have in my mind, you have the good shepherd sheep. And then you have some sheep who belong to a self-righteous shepherd. You're not crazy like me, but I can see sheep in the sheepfold going, well, I'm better than you. My shepherd shears me and cleans me more often than you. They got to hear the right shepherd. You still with me? Okay. They'd hear his voice. They'd follow him out. They wouldn't follow the strange shepherd. And the stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. It'd make them afraid. Make them afraid. Yeah, I said, you know, at least we say sheep are dumb animals, but they're smarter than people. Parents take their eyes off their children shopping. It happens all over this country. Kid goes down an aisle, and you're just going to turn a corner, and then your kid is gone because somebody held them out a piece of candy. Somebody said something to them, took their hand, and they went. The shepherd is the one who keeps the sheep. Parents, keep your children. Know what they're doing. I don't care if they don't like you anymore. Know what they're doing. Know who they're talking to. Keep them accountable and protect them because they're dumber than sheep and they don't protect themselves. Now, I love you. I'm not angry. I want you to understand. Well, I can trust my child. No, you can't. Know what they're looking at. Know what they're reading. Know who they hang with in school, if they're in public school. Know who they are. Parents, don't just let your children go to anybody's house. Come ask your pastors. We don't tell everything about everything. This is a spiritual hospital. Okay? He who ministers to a brokenhearted people never lacks for a congregation. I'll get off my soapbox. They follow him willing. They won't follow strangers. Look at Matthew chapter 9. Matthew 9 and verse 9. When the shepherd calls, sheep will respond. And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting in the receipt of custom, and he saith unto him, what? And he arose and followed him. Luke chapter 19. Luke 19. And when Jesus, verse 5, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, what? Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him. They respond to the shepherd's call. When we do not give scripture to people, and we don't witness to them. You can tell somebody all day long that you love Jesus. Do you love Jesus? I love Jesus. Let me tell you what Jesus did for me. And that's good, but that won't lead them to Christ. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God is the shepherd's voice. That's why you've got to memorize scripture to give to people. It's the shepherd's voice. Amen? You still love me? Please? Okay. They're going to hear his voice. The Bible warns there's many false prophets, many false ministers, many deceiving spirits. You got to be cautious about what you hear. The devil is a false shepherd who will lead you into error. He wants to guide you into error. You ever notice many times when Satan is tempting someone, he only gives part of the verse or changes a word in the verse? And he knows the Bible better than you and me. But if you pervert God's word just a little bit, it only took 3% or 2% strychnine in old warfare and decon to kill the rat. 97-98% food and filler wouldn't hurt the rat. 2-3% poison, and guess what happened every time? Rat would die. It would run to water, couldn't drink, hemorrhage inside, and die. Now they use a nerve agent, so they get them quicker. But it's still food with very little poison. Satan doesn't reveal himself like they do on Halloween. Boo! He's going to appear to you as something good. If you know the shepherd's voice, you can know the difference. Amen? If it doesn't sound right, I have a pastor friend who sends me a devotional every Sunday. Love him. He's a black preacher. Last Sunday, he sent me thing from a. He thought he needed to make emphasis on the points he was making in the devotional. So he sent it to me out of the Amplified Bible. Change the words and give you every synonym for the word, that one word in Amplified. They're going to amplify it for your understanding. And so I texted him back and I said, I like the thoughts, but I hate the book. And he's going, I thought I needed to make the emphasis. You know what? He sent something and it wasn't quite what the shepherd said. It was man trying to bring his own thing. Do you realize that when God told Adam, he said, you can eat of all the trees of the garden, you may freely eat, but one tree you can't eat of? They could eat of the tree of life. And live for how long, people? Don't eat of the tree of knowledge and good and evil. So when the serpent comes to Eve and says,
yea, hath God said. Then ask her about eating of the fruit. She goes, we can eat of all the trees, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the midst of the garden, we can't eat of thereof it, nor touch it, lest ye die. See, just added a little bit to it. Wasn't true? She got deceived. Do you see what I'm saying to you? Got deceived. It starts changing. It starts putting a different spirit on it. So they'll come, and you don't follow the false shepherd's voice. Okay? Turn to Zechariah 11. You'll find Zechariah in the Old Testament, just before Matthew, with Malachi before it. Have you got it? Zechariah 11. Verse 15, and the Lord said unto me, take unto thee yet instruments of the what? For lo, I will raise up a shepherd in the land, which shall not visit those that be cut off, neither shall seek the young one, nor heal that is broken. See, the shepherd is supposed to do that. Okay? He's supposed to seek the young ones and heal those that are broken, feed that standeth still. But he shall eat the flesh of the fat and tear their claws in pieces. Woe to the what? That leaveth the flock. The sword shall be upon his arm and upon his right eye. His arm shall be clean dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. That's who's going to sit upon the throne in Jerusalem, declaring himself to be God. Those are one of the things you look for the Antichrist. But he's called an idol shepherd because he doesn't care for the sheep. He doesn't go after the one that wandered from the 90 and 9. He doesn't protect the lambs from their stupidity. He doesn't do those things. And when you have a shepherd in a church someplace that doesn't care about his flock, he won't know the state of his herd. He'll know how well he is thought of. And if he's not happy, he will move and find another flock that will pay him more and treat him better. You still love me? Okay. The devil's a false shepherd. He wants to guide us into error. He's a thief and a robber. His own ministers are out there to lead you astray. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Sometimes people leave a church and go to another one because they don't like what the shepherd said. And so they go to a different church because that shepherd makes them feel good about themselves and they can continue in what they're doing. And it doesn't change for them. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. All right. Aren't you glad I'm not opinionated? 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. But I fear lest by any means, as a serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Why don't we add things to salvation, what's needed? We can call it a sacrament. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom ye have not preached, one who's not equal with God the Father, or ye receive another spirit which we have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. For I suppose I was not with behind the chiefest apostles. Okay, you still with me? Now jump over to verse 14 of the same chapter. Excuse me, I'll go verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into what? And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers be also transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end is according to their works. Do you see it?
When you help someone come to Christ, you lead them to the Lord, they need to be discipled in Scripture. Not in Baptist doctrine, not in what Pastor Brian or Pastor Caleb say, but Scripture with Scripture with Scripture, so that they can start learning to hear the voice of the real shepherd. We're called under-shepherds. We're under the shepherd, his assistants helping. But we're to help the sheep learn the voice of the shepherd. And I've made it clear. Where do we find the voice of the shepherd? Okay. Still with me? Still kind of like me? Yeah. Someone's going, eh. Karen's going, yes. Walter's going, okay. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 2. You there at Jeremiah chapter 2? Okay, hold your finger right there. I'm going to read you 7 more verses out of John. Then says Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. See, the porter would be the door. He'd be the one standing there. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not a shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and have known of mine. Known of mine. Jesus said he's the door. He's the porter of the sheep. Anyone claims we can be saved some other way, the same as a what? Thief and a robber. That includes who say Peter is the door. I got saved out of a church that says he's the first pope. It says he is, they claim that he's the rock upon which the church is built, when Peter means little stone. Okay? Do I need to name anything? You understand what I'm talking about? Christ plus. You hear it? Some teach Mary is the door. I was taught she was, when I was a child, she was the co-mediatrix. Okay? Jesus is the mediator, she's the mediatrix. You can pray to her to get to heaven. Some teach, and I don't mean to be insulting much, okay? There's a group that preach salvation, and then for it to be completed, it has to be, you have to be baptized in water by immersion. We call them the Lord's Navy. It's Church of Christ. Many are, you know, saved, but they've added to. You understand what I'm saying? They've added to. Some people think you got to earn it. They teach you if you're not good enough, your works aren't there. Is that the voice of the shepherd? My Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. How many of you have never one day in your life felt guilty about something you did? Raise your hand. Can't make it. I am glad that I am not as other men. I fast often. I pray 3 times a day. You still with me? You know what they are? They're called hirelings. Ready? Go to Jude chapter 1. If you can find chapter 2, come talk to me. Jude verse 11. I got this down here right, yeah. We'll go above. I'm going to go above that. Ready? Verse 9, because he's talking about Michael dealing with Satan. Verse 9, yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him any railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally, unsaved, see, as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. And they think, you're off. Woe unto them, for they have gone the way of Cain, or ran greedily after the heir of Balaam, who was bought and off, all right? For reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feast of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds are they without water, carried about of winds. Trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame. Wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Is that a saved person? No. Okay. People go on the internet, go to YouTube, and unsaved people put material on. The next thing you know, they think, that's neat. That sounds really good to me. I'm going to pay attention to that. There's no such thing as a flat earth. Go to Acts 20. People get caught all the time. It sounds good. It's easier to listen to somebody on the internet than to look it up yourself. You still love me? Verse 28, this is Paul talking to the elders at Ephesus. He's talking to them about proper leadership, and he says, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, see, good shepherd's flock, over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers. Overseer works for the shepherd, under shepherd, same type of thing, okay? Made you overseers. Feed the church of God which he purchased with his own blood. So whose blood was shed? Jesus' blood. That verse says that it's God's blood. You want the deity of Christ? God's blood, okay? New translations change that. They take out God's blood and say his blood. It takes out a deity of Christ verse. For I know this, after my departing shall what? Grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away what? Followers of the shepherd. They're going to, disciples, a disciple is a follower, after them. Therefore, watch and remember, but that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Your preacher should be warning you. Jesus is the porter. Jesus is the shepherd. Anyone who claims to be saved the other way is a thief and a robber. Jesus is the only door to heaven. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men by whereby we must be saved. Turn to 1 Timothy 2:5. Only one shepherd, only one true shepherd, okay? You with me still? First Timothy 2:5, for there is what? One God and one mediator between God and men, the who? Man, Christ Jesus. Can it get any more specific than that? You still with me? For by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest... Ephesians 2:8, 9, okay, you still with me? The others are hirelings. 1 Peter 5. First Peter 5. The elders which are among you I exhort, whom also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking oversight thereof, not by constraint, being forced, but willingly. Not for filthy lucre. What is that? The seeking of. I watched a guy come to a church near here. Church was running 120. He was there 5 years. He earned his doctorate, gained a name for himself, had taken the church down to 60, then left. The church went down to 20 before someone decided they were going to stay and stick there and stabilize it. Filthy lucre. That's not a shepherd. Amen? But of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being what? Let any man, I'm going to misquote this, I'm sorry, esteem his own things but the things of others. In other words, you place people above you. A minister serves. He leads, but he serves. Okay? He's an example. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. That's a special crown for under shepherds who do it God's way. Are they perfect? No. Jesus is your only way. I already gave you John 14:6, Acts 4:12, 1 Timothy 2:5. If you want to mark down 1 Corinthians 16, verse 22. And then John 3:18. That's part of, we love John 3. So, well, let's turn to John 3. We love John 3:16. Right? God so loved the world, right? Verse 17 says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Verse 18, he that believeth on him is what? He's not what? He's not what? Why you let the world condemn you after you're saved? Make you doubt? You want to go to heaven? Trust Jesus Christ. You want to go to hell? Any other way will take you there. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. See, it's got to be Jesus. How many doors were on the ark, people? One door. The animals came in that door. They had to go out that door. You get the picture? Only one door in a sheepfold. Only one door in the ark. How many doors did John see going into heaven? How many? And after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things that must be hereafter. Can you see how idiotic it would believe to think there's more than one door into heaven? You get to get attacked by the other doors. It's a door. He opened the door. Other places we see the pearly gates be opened. Okay? Now, New Jerusalem has more than one door. Because scriptures tell me it has more than one door. You want to know how many there is? Ask Larry Connolly. He's smiling at me. I was going to say Pastor Kenny, but he smiled at me. See, don't smile at me. Jesus offers us what? John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it how? You got to understand what abundant life is, man. It's not of the substance, it's not of the abundance of the things which you possess. It's not he who has the most toys wins. I have a lot of toys. I haven't won. Okay? Judy and I, our whole life, said they'll burn. We just remodeled 2 bedrooms upstairs. Tore out carpeting, put down flooring, painted the walls, put molding up. She decorated them. She's got a good eye. My daughter's got a great eye. Decorated them. It'll burn. We got 4 missionaries coming in. One can't be with other people, can't have any perfumes or anything around them. They're going to be here. Okay? They're going to be in the missions trailer. One is staying at another church, asked permission to do so, because he's going to be preaching there with this church also. And he's good friends with the other person, so wants to stay there and is going to come here every night while he's here. He's not staying on our property. Two of them are staying in those upstairs bedrooms we just remodeled. You understand what I'm saying? Because it'll burn, and it's God's, not ours. Has God got what you got? Just asking. He offers abundant life. It's a life full of meaning. It's a life that has eternal value. For thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are, you and me, and were created. Is it glorifying him? Good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. John chapter 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He gives his life. He will protect his flock from danger. He gives himself first. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Gave his life for us. Isn't that what real love is? It's a sacrifice. That's what he did for us. You know what are two earmarks of those who are truly following Jesus? You know what they are? Sacrifice and giving. Sacrifice and giving. We're implored to be like Christ. Sacrifice and giving. Because it's either God's stuff and we keep it for him, or it's our stuff and he doesn't have any. What are some of the things you can sacrifice for Jesus? I won't have you turn there, but Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your... And be ye not conformed unto this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It's a transformation. You still with me? Hebrews 13:15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to him. You thank Jesus for every day. Every day I can get up. Every day I can walk. Every day I can kiss my wife. Every day I can say thank you for another day. If I start off saying thank you, I won't be as much of an Eeyore that I can turn into. Amen? You could also, we won't forsake a time, Psalm 141:2 and Psalm 4:5. See, hirelings are someone's called by men and not by God. I want to come back around this because I watch people leave churches because they get upset at their pastor and don't know what he's trying to do to help them. If he makes it about himself, he's a jerk. Okay? I've seen pastors, they ask me my opinion. I says, you don't want me to answer you. And go, why? And I says, I don't know if you belong in the ministry. You don't care about people enough? See, you think I'm miserable to you people? I'm mean to people unto whom much is given, much is required. I don't know why they call me and ask for counsel. They get it straight, but not necessarily as loving, because men should be able to quit ye like men. And if you look up the old English word, quit ye like men, it means be a man. As my wife would tell me, suck it up, buttercup. Amen? Okay, they're blind leaders of the blind. You saw that in our text. He's a good shepherd, knows his sheep. This morning, does the Lord know you? The minute you accept him as Savior, he will. He'll know you. You'll be known of him, and then you need to learn to know his voice. Amen?
Amen.
You know how you know his voice? Because you follow him. Is the word of God your authority that you follow? How did the Apostle Paul get to know him? We're finishing. Philippians chapter 3, Paul's testimony. And he says in verse 8, "Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of what? All things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law." It's not about me. "But of faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship," the hard one here, "the fellowship of his" what? "Being made conformable unto his death, that if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead." He's saying he's striving forward. You still with me? Do you know the Lord? Want to go on better? Is the Lord your comforter? "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul." You know the rest of the 23rd Psalm. Is he your comfort? Is that where you turn? And do you know that you're saved for how long? "My sheep hear my voice and they follow me." "And I give unto them." "No man can pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which is greater than all, no man can pluck them out of my..." I and my Father are one. And all God's people said, take a break.